For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au. We're looking at Holiness Becometh God's House tonight. Let's open in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you and thank you for the presence of the Lord with us in tonight. And we thank you for the power of God at work in our lives. Please help us to get the wisdom of God that you are offering to us from the scriptures tonight. And we give glory to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Holiness becometh God's house. Firstly, let's look in Psalm 93, verse 5. Psalm 93 and verse 5 says, "Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever." So when the scripture says that holiness becometh God's house, it means that holiness is to be found in God's house, because God himself is holy. To be holy means to be without sin. And God has made us, as born-again people, to be holy people. So in the house of God, we are to find holiness. It's what's fitting and it's what's seemly in God's house, because if you think about this, God cannot have sin in his presence. He cannot have sin in his presence. So in God's house, now we are the temple of God as the church. We are the temple of the living God. So we are to be people who walk in holiness. Holiness becometh God's house. It becometh thine house, O Lord, forever. If you think about that, sin is not going to be becoming to the house of the Lord. He hates sin. He hates sin. So holiness is what God has called us to be. Holy people, holy people. The scripture tells us that in 1 Peter 1, let's go over into the New Testament in 1 Peter 1, verses 15 and 16. 1 Peter 1, verses 15 and 16, "But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, Be ye holy, for I am holy." So here you have the commandment of the Lord. Christians should be holy in all things. That means without sin. In all things. And that is possible in the Lord. It is possible for us as born-again people to be living as holy people. Because sin really is of the enemy, it's of the curse, and it's of the old nature. So it is something that a born-again person can resist. We can resist sin. And the scripture tells us, God's commandment to us, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." And verse 15, "So be ye holy in all manner of conversation." So that's a key area that we really need to keep a guard on, is our mouths and our conversation, the things that we say, because that will really determine what happens to us. So be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Let our conversation be without sin. Let our conversation be to edify and to bless and to agree with the word of God. So we can see this from the scripture. And also, if we turn back into the book of 1 Timothy chapter 5, And verse 22. First Timothy 5 and verse 22, which says here, lay hands suddenly on no man, neither be partaker of other men's sins. Keep thyself pure. The word of God here is telling us, don't be partakers of the sins of other people. The devil would have us to do that because he is all about stealing, killing and destroying. But God has given us the strength to resist these things and not to be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. The scripture says it in that way. So we are to neither be partakers of other men's sins. And living in the world, you know that the heathen, for instance, they live in sin because they have the sin nature. So neither be partaker, don't take part in it. Don't be a partaker of it, but resist it. Resist the sins of other people. Keep thyself pure, the scripture says. Keep thyself pure. So the spirit that has been recreated in you is a spirit that's been recreated in the likeness of God and his holiness and his purity. So keep thyself pure. Keep thyself pure. And the word of God will do that for you. The word of God will keep you pure when you give attention to it and think on it and keep your conversation without sin and your thinking focused on the Lord. That's how you keep yourself pure. So don't partake of other people's sins and keep yourself pure. Without sin, holy. Have a look in Mark 7, verses 18 to 23. Let's turn to Mark 7, verses 18 to 23. This is what the Lord Jesus said. And he saith unto them, are ye so without understanding also? Do ye not perceive that whatsoever thing from without entereth into the man, it cannot defile him, because it entereth not into his heart, but into the belly, and goeth out into the draught, purging all meats? And he said, that which cometh out of the man, that defileth the man. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these things come from within and defile the man. So the Lord here was showing the difference between just the natural, taking food into the body, it's not those things that would defile a person in their heart, but it's the things that come from the heart of a person, the heart of man. The Lord listed those things. They are sins that come out of the heart. And the Lord said that those evil things, they come from within. And they defile a person. So when the Lord's talking about these things, to be ye holy and keep yourself pure, the Lord is telling us to do not let these things, firstly, be coming into your heart by listening to the devil. Don't let these things be things that you meditate on. Don't let these things even be a part of you, your thinking or your meditation at all. Resist them and reject them when the temptation would come to sin, you can resist it. You can resist it. You can resist that temptation to carry through with it. So you can resist these things. You can resist it. Because the Lord said that these things come from within and they defile a person. So we are to have nothing to do with those sinful things that the Lord has listed there for us. So wickedness of the heart is not to be in us at all, in terms of it's not to be in our thinking. It's not to be in the meditation of our heart. We are to guard against that. We are to guard against it. And we can do that. We can do it. We can keep ourselves pure. The word of God washes us and it keeps us pure. And we have the Lord to help us to do that. He gives us strength to do that. He strengthens us. He gives us strength to resist these things. He gives us strength in our heart. So the Lord gives us strength. Let's turn over to Ecclesiastes in the Old Testament. Go back to Ecclesiastes. And let's look at chapter 5 and verses 1 and 2. The word of God says in Ecclesiastes 5, verses 1 and 2, keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God, and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools, for they consider not that they do evil. Be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thine heart be hasty to utter anything before God, for God is in heaven and thou upon earth. Therefore, let thy words be few. So here he's talking about, for instance, with the words, be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Mm-hmm. So he's talking to us, be prudent people, be reverent and respectful and wise in what we do and say. To be holy people, keep thy foot when thou goest in, when it's goest to the house of God. Don't be people who speak foolishly or do foolish things. Be more ready to hear. That's wise, and that's being a holy person, is being ready to listen, being ready to hear, being ready to act in wisdom, and be holy in all manner of conversation, not to be rash with our mouth or hasty to utter anything before God. So it's better to listen and to let the word of God become engrafted into you. So that's being holy, is to choose to do the right thing in the sight of God. Choose to be wise, act wisely. And wisdom comes from the word of God. That's where wisdom comes from. And let's turn to Proverbs 4, back into the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, verses 23 to 27. The scripture says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a froward mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee. Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand, nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. Now here the Lord is telling us to be people who make right choices, to be people who guard the state of our heart with all diligence, And to be people who watch what we say and speak wisely. Don't be people who speak against God's word. Be people who agree with God's word. To be people who keep our eyes focused on the word. To be people who think about the actions that we're taking. Ponder the path of thy feet. People who live circumspectly, which means to look around and be prudent, seeking to avoid mistakes. So he's telling us these things. This is how we are to live holy before God. Holiness becometh God's house. And when we do these things, we're walking in holiness. So if we follow what the scripture says here, we're walking in holiness. We're doing that. We are choosing to make righteous choices and live as holy people. Because the Lord wants us to be people who are wise and thoughtful in what we do. We can see that in the book of Haggai. If we turn to Haggai, go back and turn to Haggai, chapter 1 and verse 7. The scripture says, "Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways." So he's saying that, and that is applicable to his people. Consider your ways. That's what he was telling us. In the book of Proverbs, he just told us to be people who look right on and ponder the path of our feet. Consider our ways. Consider them. If we find that we are straying from God's word, for instance, in our conversation, in our thinking, in our choices, we can rely on the Lord's help here, and we can correct ourselves to go back to walking in wisdom. The way we can do that is we can keep ourselves continually in the Word of God, because the Word of God will help us to make the right choices. The Word of God will teach us the right things to think on. The Word of God washes us and it helps us to walk in holiness. So that's why it's essential to be people who study the Word of God and be diligent about that. Be diligent about that. Let's go to the New Testament in 2 Corinthians chapter 13. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5a. The scripture says here another commandment, which says, "Examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith, prove your own selves." So does he want us to examine our own hearts? He does. He wants us to be people who are thoughtful about ourselves, thoughtful about the choices that we make and the words that we're saying and what we're thinking on. He wants us to be people who examine ourselves so that we can correct ourselves when we need to. We can catch ourselves if we're starting to get into a sin. We can correct ourselves and ask the Lord's forgiveness and ask the Lord's help and get ourselves again walking the right way, walking in holiness. The Lord helps us to do that. So we are to examine the state of our own hearts, to be people who ponder the path of our feet and keep our heart with all diligence, the scripture says. If we turn to Ephesians chapter 5, go forward in the New Testament and turn to Ephesians 5. And if we start at verses 25b, to verse 27. The scripture says here, Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So you see here that God's church, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, which we are, together we make up the church. He's going to have it without spot. He's going to have it glorious, without spot or wrinkle.
That's right.
And it's going to be holy and without blemish. And the reason for that is because the Word of God works in us. The Word of God sanctifies and cleanses us and washes us. So we have to be people who let the Word of God do that. We have to be people who study the Word of God and know the Word of God and let it cleanse us. Let it sanctify us. That's what the Word of God will do. The Word of God sanctifies us, and it is necessary for us to walk in holiness. It's necessary. If we look at John 17:17, the Lord Jesus said in John 17:17, sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth. So the Word of God is truth, and the Word of God sanctifies us. It sets us apart from sin. It sets us apart. Mm. The Word of God sanctifies us. Sanctifies us. The Word of God is truth. So the washing of the water of the Word of God cleanses us and it sanctifies us, because the Word of God is powerful and the Word of God is truth. And lastly, let's turn to Romans 12:9. Romans 12 verse 9, which says, let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. So be people who show love without dissimulation, which means without concealment of the truth. Let love be without dissimulation, so show your love genuinely. Abhor that which is evil. Don't tolerate it. Don't let it even have any place in your life. Yes. Abhor, the scripture says. That's a fairly strong word. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. God is good. The things of God are good. The scripture reveals to us what is good. So cleave to that which is good, the scripture says. And God and his word, they are good. So let's close in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you and thank you for the word of God, which cleanses us and helps us. Thank you for the Word of God, the power of the Word which washes us. We give you glory and thanksgiving for sustaining us, helping us, encouraging us, Lord. Thank you for keeping all of us, Lord. We give glory to you and thank you, Lord, for having your way, Lord, in this church, in this country. In Jesus' name, amen.